Hello and welcome to The Ether. Today is Saturday, February 26, 2022. This episode of The Ether is brought to you by Orbital Command, a community validator on Terra dedicated to educating, expanding, and promoting the lunatic community. Visit OC's What We Do page using the link in the show notes to take advantage of some of their other educational resources, including weekly meetups to discuss Terra protocols, strategies, and concepts, the Terra Luna Intel Report on Telegram, and YouTube explainer videos on Terra concepts. You can also support their community efforts by considering them next time you're delegating or redelegating your Luna. Find out more at orbitalcommand.io. This episode of The Ether is also brought to you by Talus. Talus Protocol is the NFT platform for independent artists on Terra. Talus helps to provide artists with the tools and resources needed to transition from traditional art into the NFT world. With their V1 launch coming soon, Talus will be the place to see real-world art reflected on Terra. Be sure to join their Telegram and follow Talus on Twitter for updates on their roadmap, validator, and other Talus news. Find your next favorite artist on talus.art. Terra Spaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. Today on The Ether, Super Terra meets Poppin' Puffins for the Eel launch and a Messier Art special. Let's take a listen.
Hello, welcome to this special second part of the live spaces ahead of the Messier Art and Poppin' Puffins Eels launch. We'll probably just wait another minute or so. We're getting everyone tagged in and ready to speak. So we'll give it a minute and then we'll get the show on the road. Okay, let's get this show on the road. So thank you everyone for joining us tonight for this special pre-mint spaces. We have a couple of people who are trying to sort of add as speakers, but hopefully those technical gremlins that I always talk about almost every time I do a spaces. Please Twitter, listen to your user community and improve the facility. We love it, but it could be a lot better. So I'm joined by the wonderful Poppin' Puffins. I myself am a puffin holder, minting two in the early stages of the project, the first launch, which I thoroughly enjoyed. I'm loving the rise of various things. I mean, for me, lots of nice sub-communities emerging. The very recent airdrop of the helmets, which is quite exciting. Exciting, loving some of the merch that's starting to appear as well. And also, I guess we will explore a lot of this during this call. There's the very much anticipated Eels launch, and which is obviously going to be landing on the Messier Art site on the 1st of March. So really, I'd like to initially invite our lovely Puffin friends up to give us a bit of an overview, really kick things off. And we do have quite a number of questions from the community. Thank you to all of you who submitted those. Please do continue to do so. And if you feel brave, press the request button and you'll have a chance to pose questions directly later on during this chat.
It's good to be here. My name's Tim and I'm the founder of Poppin' Puffins, and that's what we say in our colony. We say awk to say hello and awk to say goodbye. So it's really cool to be here, Super Terra. This is awesome. And you're one of our original puffins, so this is just really cool.
Excellent. I did wonder how to say that. I think I put a really lame British joke about awksome. It'd be an awksome evening, but it's possibly lost. Yeah, excellent. Great to be here. Thank you guys for setting this all up. It's fantastic. Let's dive straight in. I think hopefully some of the folks are going to join and jump up. I'm loving, by the way, just looking on my screen now, there are a number of people with puffin profiles as well. I'm sorry, I'm quite wedded to my ape, but I am a huge puffins fan. I think I've got two of the most bland puffins ever, but I love them. The basic ones are sometimes the most fantastic. fantastic. But anyway, enough of that. I think what would be really great is to start with, before we go into the kind of the heart of the questions, could you give us a little bit of background on how the whole project started and the plans that you guys have been developing over the last few months?
Yeah, sure. No problem. Well, first of all, I think the great thing about puffins is that, you know, of course, we have rarity and we have really rare traits. But what makes puffins really cool is that the traits that people love are the ones that become valuable, whether it's the baby puffin for the weekend dads or the fire hats for the fire crew. You know, it's about the puffins that kind of have a personality that you really love. And that's because we put that art first and foremost, because myself and the Olafants here, who's also in the chat, we come from an art background. We're both artists. The Olafant specifically, he's a graffiti artist, pretty well-known, successful graffiti artist that I met 10 years ago in Berlin when we both lived there. And, you know, we just hung out and did some things together. And last year, you know, I was kind of in the crypto space and he was, you know, doing his art as he always has. And he kind of hit me up and asked me if I could help him do some NFTs. And so we just did some fun stuff together, some graffiti. We have some weird stuff out there if anyone can ever find it on different platforms. We're just playing around. And we also both have a connection with Iceland. And so we both worked in Iceland for a few years. And this summer we were just playing around with this puffin character as kind of a fun kind of comic book character. And we were like, wow, this would be like a really cool collection. You know, we were just thinking about in terms of a fun comic book character, kind of an art collection. And we created a limited, just a few examples and put them up as NFTs. And one of the NFTs was actually purchased by one of the guys from Galactic Punks. And that was before they had launched. And yeah, we just kind of had a conversation and he gave us some advice and helped us out. And that just led to a relationship where they developed us and helped us kind of create the whole generative art collection. And obviously, because they were connected with Terra, we discovered Terra through them. So that was pretty cool. I'm really happy we discovered Terra and we didn't go on another chain, because obviously Terra, there's so much more than the NFT ecosystem. And the NFT has like a role to play in a bigger economic picture, which I think is really cool. So I think we were really lucky. We just got really lucky that we met up with the Galactic Punks and that we launched on Terra. And it's been really interesting journey in the last 3 months. You know, our launch was kind of funny. It was a small launch, I guess, amongst giants. And we're kind of this scrappy, humble little NFT project. And we just have a lot of fun and we don't take ourselves too seriously. And, you know, we were really affordable in the beginning and, you know, I guess we 4X'd since then, but we're still pretty affordable. And I think the most important thing for us is just really to build a community that is really cool, really fun, a lot of different people doing a lot of different things, and to just create, we'll talk about a lot of our plans. But yeah, that's how we got started. We're just kind of a strange journey, but here we are.
It's a fantastic journey. One of the things I really love is within the Terra space, there are so many wonderful coincidences and chance meetings that blossom into some amazing stories. Now, and I love that kind of link there with the Galactic Punks, obviously, you know, the first major launch and the Terra chain. And I'm very glad that you guys discovered Terra, because I think it has something quite special. Obviously, I'm incredibly biased with a name like Super Terra, but I absolutely love the community aspect. I think you've epitomized that, and I think you've grown your awareness and standing in the Terra community substantially just through your kind of friendly, open nature, which I think is great. And I do love your very hectic Discord. It's certainly one of the busiest ones that I dip in and out of. So I think, I mean, in terms of kind of working through the follow-up, I mean, before we go into the kind of the formal questions, they're not that formal, these are always very informal sessions, but I'm really fascinated by a video that really caught my eye. I think it was maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago now, and I just wondered if you could tell me a bit more about the Berlin Wall experience.
Yeah, I'll start, and then I'll hand it off actually to the Olafants, our artist, because he's obviously in the video doing the amazing work that you saw. But like I said, we met in Berlin. Me and the Olafants, we have a connection to Berlin. We live there. He still lives there. And we just thought that I don't know. It really kind of symbolized a lot of the things we were going for. You know what? I'm going to hand it off to Olafons. I shouldn't talk for him. Yaron, you want to come up?
Yeah, of course.
Hey. Awesome, man.
Hello, Super Terran. Thank you so much for the invite tonight. And I'm the Olafons. I'm the other part of Poppin' Puffins, so the other owner. And I'm like mostly responsible for all the artworks and the graffiti side of our artworks. And we had like a really, really good connection with Messier.art. And actually, they came up with the idea of making a really nice promo for the Eels and for, of course, Messier Art Lounge and for the Terabots. So we decided to, I suggested like a couple of locations. And I think like the best location for to paint and for the history is, of course, the Berlin Wall. So we decided to paint a piece directly on the Berlin Wall. So it was really fantastic.
And I sense that it's probably a world first. I mean, I think it really caught my eye, and I think I wrote about it pretty much as soon as I saw it. And I loved it. I mean, I love the kind of the physical world meets the digital world. I always get very excited by projects that cross over in that way. I think now it's only fair. Obviously, we've got lots to cover, and we'll kind of unpack a lot of this over the next sort of 45 minutes or so. But I mean, I really want to kind of dive in now to some of the early questions that have been posed. Now, not all of them are about the Eels launch. We'll absolutely come on to that. But one question that was posed earlier was, what will the helmets do? I guess what is the utility around them? I guess is probably what the questioner is trying to seek from that.
Yeah. Well, what do helmets do? I think someone put it perfectly when they said they protect your head, keep you safe. Well, the helmets is something that we promised back in December. I think one of our main things is we want to fulfill all those promises that we made back during the Mint. A lot of projects make promises and sometimes they don't get fulfilled. So it's really important for us to fulfill those promises. And the Eels launch is doing that with the airdrop, and the helmets was also part of that. So what are the helmets? The helmets, our idea kind of is in the future. And if you've seen the kind of puffin world that we've designed within the Discord, it's called the Cliff Casa, and it's kind of where all the puffins hang out. And there's a bunch of buildings, there's kind of a clubhouse. In the background, there's a rocket ship. And we've named that the Poppin' Rocket. And obviously in Terra, there's a lot of space, there's a lot of moon, there's a lot of the solar system. And our puffins, right now they're kind of on the land, they're in the sea, they're kind of, they're based on Earth. But at some point, they're going to take a journey into space. And the idea is that this helmet is kind of your ticket to take a ride on that rocket, because you can't go on a rocket unless you have a helmet. You can't go to space unless you have a spacesuit. So at some point, the basic idea, I don't want to dig in too much because, it's part of a story that's forming. And that is, we have the helmet and you have a puffin. When you put those two together, you can go to space. What happens there? That's the big question. But I think whatever happens there is going to be a transformation. It's going to be something really special, out of this world, kind of part of the story that we're trying to develop within the roadmap. So just something really cool, that getting that helmet, being Minter early and having a puffin and being able to put those two together to create something really special, evolution, transformation, all those kind of things. I think you can imagine what might happen.
Excellent. I love the sort of the mental sort of picture I've got now of all the pieces coming together as the puffins get on the rocket. And I remember seeing that it's quite a nice lead into the next question, actually, on a very nice image that you published a few weeks ago, where you've got the clubhouse and it's on the shorefront and you've got the rocket in the background. And it's great. I love lore. I love the way that projects weave these wonderful stories, and there's some nice teasers there, so I'm looking forward to that. And I guess a nice link into this is another question that was put forward. Are there plans for Poppin' Puffins to participate in a future metaverse? And I guess the question that follows that is maybe which metaverse, if there are thoughts around that.
Yeah, no, that's a great question. And I mean, 100% yes. I think that's why we're here, because we have this potential. I think we all are excited about, you know, what's coming in terms of the metaverse. We saw Colonies launch a few weeks ago, and we picked up some great properties there that also connect with our story. We have Luniverse, we have the Heroes, Astroverse, and 100%, that's part of our, I guess, you know, part of our long-term goal is to be part of the metaverse. And I think Eels, again, is kind of that first step to creating, you know, we have Puffins, kind of gets everyone together. We have Eels, it adds a character to the story, adds a dimension to the story. And with those two things, you know, now we can take the next step and kind of create that home, right? Like, where do these characters interact? How do they interact? And where does that happen? And obviously, we, like you said, we have a design. You know, we're created, since we're founded in artwork, I think that's the best thing, because we have a strong concept of, you know, what the world looks like, what the places are in our world, you know, what those functions are. And we just need to build that in the metaverse. So deciding on a metaverse, talking with different teams, deciding what we can build, what kind of functionality there will be, and that's also going to be discussed within our DAO. And that's something, that's the awesome thing, is that our community, our colony can, you know, help form that world, right? We're going to build this together. We're not just going to plop it on an island one day, like, here it is, you know, here's the metaverse world, enjoy it. No, we're going to build that together and weave that story together. And definitely. So not going to happen tomorrow, but it's, I guess, you know, just like the metaverse worlds are developing, you know, we're just going to develop alongside that, within that, collaborate, work together. So definitely.
Excellent. And I think you've hit, you know, my favorite topic, which is community supported collaboration and development. I think it's fantastic. And again, very excited to see how that all develops. So over time. So the next question, and I think we'll then sort of move more into the kind of the Mint and the exciting Eels project. But the next question here, which I know we had a sort of a chat before we came on air, as it were. Clearly, I'm assuming by the question that the answer is yes. Are there any plans to make a mobile app?
Yeah, I think that, like, someone mentioned that in the chat, and I think it was like a question for Messier. But I thought it was a question for us, because in our plans, we do have, there is a mobile piece. We've kind of teased it. I guess this is a bit of an alpha drop, but we've teased it in a few Discord AMAs in the last few weeks. And one of our kind of next goals on the roadmap is to develop a mobile game. And the reason we're doing something like that, it's kind of traditional. You know, it's not Web3. But the reason we want to develop a mobile game is because we really want to generate revenue for our project outside of NFT royalties or something like that. And we want to give our community as well something, you know, something that generates a revenue, that's something that we can all share in, something that also adds utility. If you have a Puffin, then it gives you, you know, certain abilities to play this game. And so we just want to do something simple, and something that everyone can understand. Kind of NFTs are a gateway drug to crypto, maybe, and then a game is kind of a gateway drug to NFTs. So I, you know, not afraid to say that now, that we're really trying to move forward with a really cool mobile game, and it kind of a big marketing tool to bring people into the Puffin universe. And as well, something that the Puffins can play themselves, and something that generates revenue for the project as well as for our NFT holders. So actually trying to do that as soon as possible, to really give our, you know, that you, when you hold a Puffin, you're actually holding an asset, a share of something real, right? Something that you can actually, that has value, and not just a future promise. So we're really trying to deliver on something.
That's fantastic, and apologies for accidentally teasing out some alpha there, but really good alpha.
I have a habit of giving in to alpha.
Yeah, I think it's probably only fair that I perhaps address that to the lovely Messier team as well, in terms of the mobile app question, if that's something that you guys are also looking at doing.
Yeah, I think it's a absolutely fantastic question, to be fair. Look, for the initial roadmap, the answer is no. mobile development, especially app distribution on the likes of Apple and Android, is extremely difficult and complicated. I know that from experience. There's a whole heap of things that has to be done, rules and regulations, etc. Not only including, I think I shared actually the OpenSea example, that you then have to go through regulations around how you pay rev share to those partners, etc. So actually the OpenSea app is only just viewable. So I think from now, it's all around making sure that the product on the web is as good as possible. We're going to launch with that fully functioning product with more improvements still to come. So I think although it's not a no or and it's not a yes, it's definitely something to consider depending on what happens. But for now and the immediate roadmap, we'll be focusing on the website.
Fantastic. And again, look forward to seeing how that develops. And from my day job, I know how difficult some mobile developments can and do prove to be. So I can certainly empathize on that one for
and
sure.
I think I'd add to that as well. There's been the tests going on in the background, the test net, and I've used it on mobile. And the actual website on your mobile works as good as can be as well. So we do have the capability of using a mobile. It's just not an app that goes via an app store provider at the moment.
And that's extremely reassuring to me, because that was a question I wasn't going to put on here, but I wanted to find out how likely I'll be able to mint on the day, because I'm actually out and about on site visits. And so I'm really keen to not have an experience where I fail to mint. And that has happened to me on a couple of occasions. And it's that awful feeling as you see the numbers going up and you can't mint. But no, that's great. I'm really pleased to hear that it works on mobile. That's fantastic. We're almost out of the kind of the first range of questions, but obviously there's a lot to still explore in terms of the up and coming mint. So I'll pose the last, if you like, non-mint question, if that makes sense, and then we can dive into the eels in more detail. Another question that was posed, what does full commercial rights mean for Puffin holders?
Yeah, well, I guess, that's always a question when you launch something that involves images, that involves art or content, what rights do the owners have, or what rights do you have as someone, is it a license? Is it, what is it? And we just went with the idea that if you have a Puffin, it's yours. You have the full usage rights to that Puffin. And what that means is you can do whatever you want with that Puffin. We hope you don't do anything bad to slander our name. But really what that means is if you want to take your Puffin and put it on a piece of merchandise and you want to sell it and become a millionaire, then you're welcome to do that. And we're not going to get anything from that. If you sell your Puffin, we get some royalties, but if you slap your Puffin on, if you create a movie with your Puffin, you're an artist yourself and you want to create a movie with your Puffin and it grosses $1 million at the box office, well, that's all yours. We have no claim to that. So you can do whatever you want, so it's also a vehicle for people to create their own world, create their own content, take it and use it. But you cannot use, of course, the IP, which is Poppin' Puffins, right? You can't say, this is a Poppin' Puffins movie. You can't take our logo, Poppin' Puffins. That is our intellectual property. But you are able to use the Puffin itself. And that's what commercial rights means. So I don't know. I think it's pretty cool. We haven't seen anyone do anything yet. Of course, you have sub-communities. And those sub-communities, they own their Puffins. So they could theoretically form their own group and do something with that creative content. And we're open to support and promote and whatever, but it's not like, we wouldn't dictate that process. So hopefully that's a pretty cool option when you own a Puffin, that you actually have those rights.
Yeah, that is really cool. And I really like as well some of the merch examples that I'm starting to see on the Discord as well. They look really cool. So I guess if you've got that kind of full ownership, you can proudly wear your Puffin on your hoodie or T-shirt or whatever you like. Yep. So no, that's really exciting. And I think that's certainly something that I think will appeal to a lot of people and it kind of brings you know, your love of a project into the real world as well. So no, that's great. And I did smile at obviously the limits of legal usage. I'm sure that there'll be no nefarious use of puffins. I think one last thing I'd like to bring in, actually, just before we go into the mint related questions, is I absolutely love the fact that there is a genuine link to birds and conservation. Can you tell me, kind of, obviously you've talked to me about how the art came about, but they're kind of that sort of passion and interest link. I'm just interested to hear about that.
Yeah, well, first of all, like I said, you know, the Olafants and I both have worked in Iceland for several years, and we really do love that island. And it's when you go there, you realize what the world can be like when there aren't humans. I love humans, you know, don't get me wrong, but you know, you just see the pristine nature and you realize how fragile the world is and kind of what we've done, to terraform the earth, you know, as mankind. And it's kind of like, you know, we need to protect what we have here. You know, we live on this tiny planet in the middle of the universe, and it's just really important to protect that. That's what we believe. And we think our small part to play as Poppin' Puffins is, you know, we picked an animal, and that animal has a habitat. And then it also represents other creatures, other seabirds, other habitats. And we thought, you know, that can be kind of what we focus on starting out. And so we really want to focus on the conservation of natural habitats for seabirds, especially the puffin. And, you know, we see a future where, you know, maybe we can do more with conservation efforts in general, nature conservation, wildlife conservation. But it's just something that I think is really important for us. Just, you know, being in Iceland and just seeing how, you know, pristine that nature is, and wanting to kind of promote that, preserve it, especially, you know, in the younger generation. I think it's an important part of being a responsible company nowadays. You know, just so corporate social responsibility is the norm. And I think, you know, we just need to keep pushing that forward and make sure that NFT projects are also kind of pushing that forward and being more progressive in their kind of awareness of their impact on culture, on the environment. And I think we just want to keep pushing that forward and make sure that's something that other projects might want to copy us on.
And I think everything you've said, I think, is admirable. And I've never been to Iceland, but now, having heard all that, I'd love to go. But in some ways, I wouldn't, because as a human, we do leave a footprint wherever we go, and some do more danger than others. But no, I think that's really fantastic. And I did see that you did an excellent collaboration watching the Puffins film with the lovely people from Terra Movie Club, who actually can see on the call as well. So all of these things are great, and I think again, the charity aspect of Terra is something that I find absolutely brilliant, and that whole community ethos and wanting to leave a positive legacy for the future, I think, is a great part of Terra overall, and it's really nice to see from this project in particular. It really sort of caught my heart and interest. So let's move on. I'm really keen, positively moving on, that is, because that's a really important topic we just covered there. Obviously, the new mint is the second collection. I'd really like to kind of just open it up a little bit, and I am conscious we've got some speakers who are ready to talk as well, so we will bring them in shortly. But I just think it'd be great if you could sort of set up, I guess, a question that I had, because I've seen this on a few forums, is obviously OGs, as it were, who own the first collection. What kind of benefits or opportunities are likely to emerge with the Eels collection, as my first question? Then let's just open it up to a little bit more about the process of how you came to create the Eels as a second mint, and a bit more detail so we can remind the audience of exactly what's happening on the 1st of March.
Right. See, in terms of OG, you mean benefits in general or benefits on the mint?
Benefits on the mint, yes. I think we've covered some of the broader, you know, benefits that we have in terms of intellectual property ownership and be able to print things and, you know, do all those wonderful things, non-nefarious things. But yes, more really for the mint itself, yes.
Yeah, exactly. Great. Yeah, the OGs have So OG in our case means if you minted within the first 48 hours of our original mint back in November. And so that's a very exclusive group. And we made a promise that we would give them something of value, you know, something for free. And we, at the time, we didn't know what that was. But when we did EELS, we thought, you know, this is really our chance to fulfill that promise. So the OGs of our colony are getting a free, more or less a free mint. There are like a few cents of transaction costs, but basically a free mint, and they're up first and they can mint an EEL for free in the stage one. And that will be 24 hours leading up to the stage two whitelist. So basically if the mint, let's say 10 a.m. March 1st is 10 a.m. Eastern time, I think that's 2 p.m. UTC on March 1st. That's kind of when we think the mint starts, and that's the whitelist for the holders. But 24 hours before that, so 10 a.m. February 28th Eastern time, or 2 p.m. UTC, February 28th, for 24 hours, those OGs can mint an EEL for free. A few cents of transaction costs are in there. But that's per wallet as well. So if you, you know, of course, some people use more than one wallet to mint a bunch of puffins, those wallets would both be eligible. Or if you did three wallets and you minted 150 puffins, then you would be eligible to get three EELS. So just make sure that you're minting your free EEL from each wallet. If you do have multiple wallets, you know, we're not against that. And then stage two will begin at 10 a.m. Eastern time, 2 p.m. UTC on March 1st. And that will be our NFT holders. So our NFT holders is anyone that held a puffin on February 7th when the snapshot was taken. So if you held a puffin on February 7th, you're eligible for the stage two whitelist, and you can mint one EEL for 25 UST. And that is half the price of the public mint, which starts 2 hours later at noon Eastern time, or 4 p.m. UTC, also on March 1st. And the public mint will be 50 UST, $50. And hopefully we still have a good amount available. We set a limit on the whitelist mints, so there will definitely be EELS available for the public mint, because we know that, of course, everyone wants whitelist, but then also, you know, a lot of people miss it, or a lot of people, you know, they don't hear about the project in time to get on the whitelist. So we want to make sure that we have enough EELS to mint in public. And, you know, it looks like it's going to be a good response on that mint. And we don't have a huge supply. It's only 2,706. In all honesty, as everyone knows, there was a bit of a lull in Luna and Terra and the price. And, you know, there was a bit of a winter going on, and right now things have picked up a bit. So, you know, so our supply isn't that high, and there might be a lot of interest going into the public mint. So, you know, we're very happy about that. But at the same time, you know, definitely get in there fast in the public mint to make sure you pick something up, because there won't be too many spots available, but there should be a good amount left, hopefully, for the, you know, for the public mint, so everyone can pick something up. Hopefully that answers your questions. There were a few in there.
Yeah, absolutely. No, that's fantastic. Well, I'm all set. My UST is ready to go, and I shall be looking forward to minting on the first. But I think you made a really important point there. I think that it's really, really key that obviously we get new people coming in as well. And I always think, when I've missed out on whitelists and I've seen a collection sell out in seconds, which has happened quite a lot on the public mint, mm-hmm. it's a difficult balance. And you're absolutely right. I think it's the right phrase there. We did have a sort of a bit of a Terra winter for maybe a month or so. So I could understand that the lower volume mint. But I think there's a lot of excitement around this. I guess the one aspect we didn't cover was why EELS? Is that another sort of conservation related project or something entirely different?
Yeah, eels are like the most beautiful creature we could imagine, right? You know, this is also part of the community in the colony. We're always just playing around with the whole puffin world and making jokes, and you know, talking about Puffin life. And that movie, for example, this movie that we watched with Terra Movie Club, I recommend everyone see this movie. It's called The Secret Life of Puffins. We have a link in our Discord. You can find it on YouTube, The Secret Life of Puffins. And it's just mind-blowing what these creatures do. I mean, they have the craziest life you could imagine. It's like, that's why we say they're way better than penguins. I mean, just so much more interesting. These guys fly underwater. They live in caves. They like have these crazy kissing rituals. It's just incredible what these creatures do. And one of the things that they do is they dive for sand eels. It's one of their, I guess, choice cuisines. And they go out during the day, and for a few hours, they're, you know, they're flying around, and they dive down into the murky depths, and they snatch a few sand eels from the bottom of the sea. And they have these special beaks where they can kind of carry multiple fish. So it's unique. They can carry multiple fish or eels in their beaks. And so that's why you see these iconic pictures. If you look for puffins, these puffins have these, you know, all these fish in their beaks. And so we were just like playing around with that idea. And, you know, our artist, Oliphant, maybe he can quickly speak about that. Yeah, like he came up with that idea and drew some crazy characters, and we were like, this is hilarious. Oliphant, do you want to quickly say something about that?
Yeah, sure, sure. And I also think like this eels are like also like the kind of frenemies, like they're the friends, but they're also like the enemies of their of our puffin. And we are thinking of maybe they get their own world, like below the cliff casa in our Discord. There's like this crazy world where maybe the puffin eels live. So it's going to be an interesting thing, I think.
Yeah. And I guess the thing is really like our whole kind of mantra is, you know, how would you live your life if you thought this was your last day on earth? You know, if you knew that at any moment you could become lunch for a puffin, right? You know, how would you live? So they're a bit edgier. They're kind of, they live on the edge. They're like, c'est la vie. You know, they're a bit more rock and roll. You got these cute puffins, but then the sand eels are, you know, they're in the darkness. They're a bit more risque, you might say. So some of the traits are, I guess, a bit more edgy than the puffins. And that's really fun. We had a really fun time designing that. And I think that's why I have these two characters to play off each other. Are they friends? Are they enemies? You know, do they come together when they're needed, you know, to fight a common enemy? Who knows? But yeah, they're really fun characters. I think the art's going to be, I think people are going to have a blast with this.
Fighting with the mute button there. No, that's fantastic. So those poor eels, we'll all be diving for them and snapping them up on the 1st of March, but not eating them, saving them. The frenemies are quite like that as well. So that's fantastic. Well, we've got a few speakers ready to step forward, which is fantastic. Before we do so, it gives me great pleasure as with all the modern comms we've got here. I have a Discord open and various other tabs. The lovely team at Messier Art would like to offer, for the best question, which we will vote for after this event, the best question posed to the panel, there's a chance to win a pair of AF1 sneakers. They look really cool, actually, and I think something's just been tweeted out about that. So, oh no, sorry, AJ. Is it AJ or AF1? Something's just changed there. So anyway, so I would profess not to know much about sneakers, to be honest, but they do look rather splendid, and it's a great opportunity to A, step forward and ask questions. We don't bite, we're all very friendly, unlike the puffins to the eels, but we're all set for your questions. So I think first of all, I've seen that I might pronounce this wrong, Soleil has been patiently waiting for probably the best part of 15 minutes. So J.A. Soleil, the floor is yours, my friend.
Oh, thank you, folks. I don't quite need the floor. I won't take too much time. I just want to thank y'all for opening up the room. I'm really not that into NFTs, but I'm an artist, and I'm fascinated with the space, and for some reason became enamored with the puffins. So I'm a puffin, but and proud, but it's... For some reason, I identify. I don't know why, but I do. And enough said, I guess. But it was interesting to hear some of the utility of the puffins, and you know, not only their creative value or their intrigue, but just the utility could possibly bring more interest. And just as an artist, not only with the puffins, definitely going to continue to follow along, but if anyone can just provide insight, I know there's Messier Art here as well, there it's a very big space, but just as an artist, I'm very interested in preserving like a body, you know, a body of work, not just creating a new work, but preserving work, like, let's say, previous, like previous works or photography, let's say. I don't know if that's an appropriate topic for now. I don't know how much time we have, nor do I want to impose on the room, but, most importantly, thank you for opening up, and, for a lot of the folks that, that are here today. Thank you for your contribution to the space, and puffing on. See you all around. Thank you.
Thanks, JA, and I really appreciate that. Does anyone want to sort of take JA's question there, really around preserving art that's already been created, effectively? Perhaps it might be one for the Messier team to help with. Oh, I can see Gazza has his hands up, so I'll step aside.
Do you want to be rude and just jump in there? Yes, it's a really good question, to be fair. One of the pieces that we've spoken about at Messier is very much how we can lean into art and especially bridge the gap between digital and physical. And I suppose the photography, which is absolutely booming on ETH and Foundation, et cetera, it's definitely an avenue that I think is very early in Terra Luna. I definitely think there will be the opportunity at some point, and we want to be at the forefront of that. It's something that we really want to help and support, especially how we utilize our one-of-one minter, which is very decentralized and self-serve in almost every aspect. So yeah, definitely something to consider for the future for us.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Unfortunately, like even just as a would-be photographer for many decades, like it's always been the case, like it's not necessarily very profitable unless you spend at least two-thirds of your time in the marketing headset as opposed to the creative headset. Like, you might have wonderful work, but you have to, you have to get it out there, create interest. And I guess the photography realm just ends up into being, other than just appreciation, like self-promotion. So I understand the popularity of the current and I guess initial iteration at all of these NFTs. Without being critical and saying, "Oh, it's just a money grab," it's a liquidity building event, and I don't think that's a criticism which will deter anyone from buying more puffins, because I probably will. But I love what's going on. I'm just concerned about not concerned. I'm just interested in the providence of and the potential of this NFT contract, which is really just getting started. It's really exciting. So thanks for the input. Appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's actually something that I responded to Garrett the other day about, that around utility comes a lot as a conversation. You know, the guys have just been speaking about it when it comes down to an NFT collection. But when you have an individual artist, the artist themselves kind of becomes the utility. And so it allows those people to try and build a following and market themselves using digital age and a social platform, absolutely. But it's something that I do agree with you. When you don't have a full team behind you, like a majority of projects do, it really is a marketing platform that then artists, photographers, whatever that may be in an individual sense, really have to put behind themselves. And the time they need to put into that is equal, or even if not more, than the actual art that they need to create.
It's always been that way, even for developers who, you know, aren't quote unquote real artists. You know, it's the creative, it's that way for all of us, whatever you do, really, unfortunately. But That's why I just, you know, sort of bringing this up along the way of just, you know, the utility. I'm just great to hear, like just what the puffins represent. And you're going to attract like different, you know, you're going to attract the people that are looking for that distraction entertainment, but you're also going to be looking for people that are going to be judging it by utility as well. And it's, you know, it's impact that way potentially. And these contracts are really powerful. So, it's, you know, this is all really great activity. You know, thanks for opening up the room again. It's really cool to have the accessibility.
Yeah, sure. Pleasure. And I wonder actually might even be worth Oliphant, you jumping in here, you know, as a graffiti artist and how you kind of moved on to digital and NFT space from that. Sorry, put you on the spot.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, indeed. I was started here in Berlin and talking to my friends about like NFTs and like in the end of 2020. And everybody was saying like, don't do this because it's bad for the environment and don't buy in this shit because it's all a scam. And then we said, okay, I'm not going to do it first. And then I was just like reading a lot more and like understanding a little bit more and also talking because to Lil Ock that we can maybe do something what's not like totally bad for the environment and what's maybe new. So we just started doing some experimental work, and I think we met so many beautiful people and so many nice people in this community everywhere. So I think this opens like a lot of new doors for people, for students, for everywhere in the world, I think. So I'm happy to how this will develop.
Fantastic. And what I would say is there's a lot of really helpful and supportive people throughout the Terra community. I work with a number of artists. I'm more on a kind of a amateur enthusiast scale of just loving talking to new projects and understanding what's happening in the space. So you'll find if you reach out that there's a lot of help and support there. So really great to have your contribution tonight, and obviously good luck with everything going forwards and keep asking those great questions. I've got a couple of questions that have come through on the Discord. As I say, I'm just so thank you to some helpful people behind the scenes who are kind of pulling this together. First one actually is more of a statement, just to say that the whitelist Google Doc is now live in the Popping Mint channel. So if anyone wants to visit that, and they can start getting all set up. And then a question that's literally just come through. Hi, from Crypto Size, I think it is. Hi guys, where can I find out more info on how and when to mint those eels? Do you have to be a Puffins holder? I would say we probably answered that one in that you don't have to be. There will be a public mint element, but clearly by being a Puffins holder, try saying that after a few beers, then you will you basically will qualify, provided you purchased your Poppin' Puffins prior to the 7th of February. And obviously OG Poppin' Puffins get the wonderful additional benefit of a near to costless mint on the 28th. So hopefully I think I've remembered that all correctly. So thank you for that question. I can see the lovely guys from Terra Movie Club have actually stepped forward to speak as well. Be great to hear from you. Obviously, we talked already about the excellent documentary screening. The floor is yours.
Hello. First of all, really enjoyed the documentary, which is just lovely, lovely to see the secrets of Puffins. I just wanted to say that I think the eels are a really great idea, because maybe you guys have thought about this before, was in your minds when you decided on the eels, but I know that you guys are into big, you know, conservation. The eels in the Iceland, eels with poppins in the Iceland, they're actually suffering, the population is actually suffering because of the, you know, climate change, and then the eels, their fish stock is quite dwindling. And I thought that maybe you guys have thought about that. I just thought there was a kind of a really wonderful combination. And I love the idea. I know that you guys are doing a real life meeting also. We have talked in a bit with the, you know, as we prepare the watch party, but I think that you guys are one of the projects that is quite grounded and fun and, you know, heart and humor. So I just wanted to comment that It was really wonderful just having a party with you, and then the Eels idea is wonderful. Just, I wanted to chime in to just say, you know, great job.
Ok, ok, ok. That's all I can say. first of all, I have to say the crew at Terra Movie Club, I think, I don't know if it's you, but they have an expert, a puffin expert. It's probably you, right? An expert, a puffin expert in their team. So they have a professional, a birder. There's a birder on their team, and they were actually teaching us a bit about puffins. So I think we have to mine their knowledge base more in the future. And totally, I think, you know, I think always on our mind is the nature aspect and the animal aspect. And we have, there's so many ideas to talk about. It's kind of hard to get them all into one AMA, but you know, we definitely want to do a meetup where we go to one of these puffin conservation groups and maybe, you know, go on a trip with them and learn more and create some content around that as well, where we can just spread awareness of these, you know, of these animal populations and what's happening to them and in terms of climate change or overfishing or depopulation, and just spreading that awareness through, you know, through our community would be awesome. And yeah, so I think, Terra Movie Club taught us a bit as well. So thank you so much. That was so fun.
Excellent. And thank you. And obviously, I'm a big fan of Terra Movie Club as well. I think they do a great job. Again, it's all about community. And I think it's a really nice conversation. I love the fact that they've got someone who's an expert on puffins. That's great. And I will be watching the documentary. I was a little bit tied up earlier, but I did see the advertisement for it. So I should be jumping on and finding that YouTube link. I'm probably watching that tomorrow. So it's getting a little bit late my times, but I will certainly be watching that. At the moment, we're not seeing any fresh questions come through. I did see a couple of speakers that I accepted, and then they dropped off. I don't know if they were either shy, I always say this, I really don't bite, unlike the puffins for the Eels, but please do try and ask to step forward. There is actually, yes, there's one more just come in. So Twit Paul, that's a great name. Why did you choose to launch the Eels on Messier? That's a really good question.
Yeah, you know, obviously there's a few different marketplaces, you know, those who shall not be named. but I think what's really cool about Terra is you're seeing, actually, just in general, it is cool to see different marketplaces come online with kind of different goals, different ways of approaching the space. And I think it's really healthy to see more marketplaces, more competition, better features, better user experience, better conditions for the artist and the purchasers alike. And I think Messier embodies that, you know, that goal. We talked to them like we were talking to different marketplaces because we wanted to launch this new collection. And they just kind of, I guess they won us over with their ideas about, you know, building something new that's really focused on the artist and what their needs are, as well as focused on the user and what the user's looking for, putting those together, fusing those, I guess, those kind of perspectives and trying to create something that benefits both, or that is better than, that's the best in class versus what's out there now. And don't get me wrong, the other marketplaces, we use them and we probably will use them in the future, maybe for different things. And, you know, we love all those marketplaces, and it's so cool to see everyone kind of developing new features and ideas in their own way. It's just that Messier made a lot of sense. And of course, the chance to be first and to, I guess, to have a hand in the development of the platform in a way, just as the first launch, to have that input is just really great. And I think it's also just great for our community to be a part of, you know, to be the first launch on the platform. And to be honest, I think the team has been really great. It's all about who you work with in the end, and how, you know, how you're respected and treated, and the dialogue and the communication channels. And it's been really smooth. You know, it's just been great working with everyone at Messier so far. And yeah, so I think that bodes well for the future and our relationship together. And I'm super excited about the mint. I'm not scared. I'm not worried. I'm not like, oh, why did we do this? No, it's the opposite. I'm like, oh, this is, you know, this is going to be great. I'm really confident. And it's been really fun and great to work with Messier. So glad we made that choice at this point.
If my gremlins are going to let me speak, I would like to just add to the other side of the relationship. I think to us, it was almost absolute no-brainer to want to ask the Puffins onto our platform as our first launch. As we've heard throughout this call, I think it's amazing hearing all the things that they are doing in the Terra space, but also in, I suppose, the real world, if you want to say that. I just absolutely love the passion. As we've discussed, you know, Messier is very much about the art, but also very much about the passion behind the project. And I think, yeah, the Poppin' Puffins have really emphasized that and emulated that in so many ways. So we're absolutely proud to have them as our very first project. So just wanted to add.
And it feels to me, as someone who's got to know you both a little bit over the in the case of Messier, over the last sort of couple of weeks, and the Puffins, you know, since the launch, two incredibly nice projects. And I think I could say that about many in Terra. I think it's a really friendly space, and that's why I've pretty much immersed myself in Terra over the last 12 months or so. And it's just such a happy, collaborative community. Everyone wants to help each other. There are bad actors, but they're mostly on the periphery. So I'm getting a little bit of feedback now, but that may be because there's a few people on open mic as well. What I was going to mention next, and I'm slightly fishing here, so I might be wrong. That's probably a good unintentional pun with Puffins, but I've been asked to mention Baltimore. Now, I have actually been to Baltimore just by chance, because it's a bit of a random place for a Brit to have been. But I understand there's an opportunity there for people to actually meet Puffins in real life, and I'm assuming is that the Sea Life Centre. So I can see some additional typing going on, unless anyone else on the call knows about this. But it sounds like, obviously dependent on where you are in the world, you've got that kind of up close and personal opportunity to meet with Puffins. I actually went and watched the Browns lose to the Ravens there a number of years ago, at the time when the Browns were really not very good. So I don't know why I even had any expectations that it would be anything other than a defeat. But there you go, a bit of that's my Baltimore knowledge. So I don't know if anyone can step forward and tell me about Baltimore from a connection with Puffins.
Yeah. Yeah, and of course The Wire. I don't know if you've ever seen The Wire. That's, you know, that's based in Baltimore. Yeah, Baltimore's a bit of a random city to meet, but it's just something that came up with the community again. We wanted to do a meetup. You know, at some point this year we are doing an Iceland meetup, something a bit bigger. But we just thought, you know, let's just get the ball rolling. Let's meet up. Let's start this, you know, bring Puffins into real life. That's really one of our goals, whether it's graffiti or conservation or events. We just want to bring our community into the real world, and we just want to get those meetups started. And so we have a few Puffins on the East Coast that organize this organically. Luckily, I'm also on the East Coast, and I'm not too far from Baltimore. So we just decided to do it in Baltimore. And of course, in Baltimore, there happens to be one of the big aquariums in the U.S., the Baltimore Aquarium. And it's an incredible place. But apparently they do have Puffins, and we have an inside, well, we're still trying to work out an interview, but, you know, we have some inside connections, but that may or may not happen. But regardless, we're going to, there's a whole itinerary. We're going to go to the aquarium. We're going to go somewhere for drinks. There's a graffiti alley there that we might paint on, and then we'll end the day at a nice old English pub. I don't know if it's an English pub, but a pub that's run by a friend of the community. And so it's just going to be a fun day, our first meetup. I don't know what to expect. You can come, you know, meet me. I'll be wearing my Puffin costume. And so I will remain a private Puffin. No, actually, if you do come, you will meet me in person. And yeah, I don't know how many people will show up. We're also inviting other communities, Luna Bulls, Galactic Punks. I think we're reaching out to some other communities and trying to invite them along as well. And yeah, that's next Friday. You can find more information in the Discord. We'll be tweeting about it. That's next Friday in Baltimore. So if you're, you know, if you want to fly in from Europe, you know, book your flights now. That's all I can say.
Does that pub take UST?
You know what? We should try to get that organized for the night. Why not?
And that is hilarious, because for a moment I thought, I've just talked all about meeting puffins, but you meant literally meeting puffin holders
literally.
And so on. So yeah, no, that's cool. If I was a little bit closer and had some more flexibility, I'd happily join. And no, it's a great city from my one time experience being there, as I say, many years ago. It was a good couple of days I spent there up in Baltimore, but as I say, a bit of a random holiday destination. It was just a pass through and see an NFL game in my case, but no, that sounds fantastic. I did actually go to the Baltimore aquarium, which was absolutely superb. So I can certainly recommend that from my one visit to there. I think the only thing I didn't do was Camden Yards, because there wasn't a game on, so it was out of season. So probably did the three big things to do in Baltimore. That's my understanding. So I'm sure locals will be telling me there's more to do than that, I'm sure. So thank you very much for that. I'm just looking now. There's another question. That's not a problem at all. So Mauk, or Mauk, actually, couldn't it? Because it's a pronouncement of the name. Does apologise that they're not confident in spoken English. That's absolutely fine. Some of my attempts to speak in other languages just mangle them, particularly names and so on. So I can totally empathise. So will there be a way to take a Talis 1-of-1 over to Messier?
I guess that's a question for Messier. I will just say that we have released individual 1-in-1 puffins. We like to give away puffins as part of our, you know, we're prolific. Like Olafantz is a graffiti artist, and part of being a graffiti artist is you're just painting all the time and you're just doing things spontaneously. So we just do a lot of art spontaneously when it comes to our mind or when something happens that's really cool. And we give away things, you know, to people who do things that are special or that, you know, just as fun gifts or whatever. And we create those on Talis at the moment. But I think Messier is developing their 1-in-1 functionality, and we'll probably start minting our signature puffins, signature eels on Messier, but I'll let Messier speak to that. But right now, those are minted on Talis, our puffins, our signature puffins.
Yeah, sure, I can add to that. I'm sure it's the way it's across. I think take away is what we would intentionally do. But yeah, as you mentioned, we will have the 1-of-1 minter. The guys can absolutely come in and mint one of the 1-of-1s onto the platform without any issues if that's what they so wish to do. We will have the guys' artwork on our platform anytime they want. So if it's something they wish to do, I will be in our group chat after this asking for it.
Marvelous. And the sign of a really good AMA is you look at the time and go, my goodness. we've I think we've got time for a few more questions if everyone's willing to do so. Please obviously press that request button, and we'd be delighted to hear from people listening in. We'll just check and see if there's any last questions on the Discord. And I've got one question that I've been asked to ask, so I will pose it. That's quite cool, actually. So I'm seeing some art here. It's one of those classic radio things when you're describing something no one else can see. A peace puffins. I've been asked to mention them, and I'm assuming someone's ready to step forward and tell me all about the peace puffins. They do look rather cool, actually.
Maybe Olafantz, you want to take that one?
Yeah, maybe I will start with this one. Of course, we all know what happened in the world right now. And I just went back. I live in Berlin, and it's not so far away from Ukraine, of course. But I was recently turned into being a father. I got a baby, and we got some help from my wife. Got some help from a Ukraine woman. And she was living like 100 kilometers from the border. And we had like a really intense relationship with this woman, because she was coming like for the last couple of years every week in our house. And she was like transforming from this really friendly, nice woman to like this devastated woman was like crying and I'm like a little bit emotional about this. So like it's so crazy what's going on. Like she lost like family, she has like her daughter-in-law had to go back to Ukraine, and she could not leave the country anymore. And yes, it's so sad, and like I'm really devastated by it. So at the time when I heard this message, I started like drawing these puffins to make awareness. And we created like now 10 peace puffins, and I think Lil Ark will just take this over.
Yeah, I mean, the plan with these peace puffins, I mean, first of all, yeah, it's just this crazy story. And obviously, Olifants has this personal connection that's just really intense and just hits close to home. And we wanted to, I don't know, it's not much, but do what we can do, again, to kind of spread awareness and have some kind of impact, whatever we can. And so we made these peace puffins, and our plan is to auction them off and donate all the proceeds to a charity for victims or, for humanitarian aid. And so that's what we're going to do. And we'll be posting that at some point soon. And of course, we kind of offered them in the first place as just something people could post on their profile, to show their support for peace and kind of just anti-war, a statement. And people are free to use them if they want. We have them in our Discord and also on our Twitter profile, just to, you can copy and paste them, use them for whatever you want. But yeah, that's the meaning behind the peace puffin.
Yeah, and that's a really sort of powerful symbol for we have more in common as human beings than things that shouldn't divide us. And I think that's a very powerful piece. We're just sort of saying in the private chat there, I have a friend who's married to a Ukrainian lady, and it's heartbreaking. I mean, it's family. It's on a human level, and it's hard not to be moved by the situation. And perhaps as a broader terror community, there are things we can do on a humanitarian aid front, because obviously we have Angel as a fantastic and important part of our broader terror ecosystem. So I think perhaps a concerted discussion around something that we could do. And I think it often feels futile, but I think we all want to help. And it's just helping that humanity angle, which I think in many ways is a nice way to sort of round up the back end of this call. We've talked about care for the environment, care for the beautiful creatures that inhabit our earth. Puffins being a big focus, and their eel frenemies, and then the human aspects of the world as well. So I think the more that we can raise awareness and support, I don't think you'll find anyone who wouldn't want to support that as an element moving forwards. So perhaps, and again, I'm not seeing any new speakers coming forwards, dropping my earpiece as I did there, so apologies for that. I think we are probably almost at the end here. I'm really keen though, before we do, just to make sure that both from Messier and also from the Poppin' Puffins, you get your last messages out to remind the community about what's happening next week, and any other exciting late stage alpha you may want to drop into the call before we move to wrap up.
Well, first of all, thanks a lot. This has been awesome. This is kind of the start. The next 3 days are going to be really intense, and the mints in just a few days. So yeah, just make sure, first of all, just make sure you have all the information, come to our Discord, ask questions. Messier is also available. Reach out to them on their profile. And just, don't be afraid to come into the colony and, ask her. Everyone's so helpful, and we'll be happy to help out. In terms of alpha, I already dropped a little bit today, probably more than I should have. But I just think we have a lot going on behind the scenes that, I really want to announce, but I don't want to do anything prematurely. But in terms of physical things, meetups, partnerships and collaborations with some big organizations that we're in talks with and we're exploring. And I'm sure some concrete things are going to come out of that soon. and some live events as well that we're going to probably be collaborating with different projects or different people. We're a lot of things that are kind of up in the air, and a few of those things I'm sure are gonna come to fruition. And I guess the big thing is the Iceland giveaway. I think that was our first Mint promise that we would do an Iceland giveaway. It's one of the few outstanding promises that we made, and it's a big one to give away a trip to Iceland for one of our Puffin Minters. And after the Eels Mint, soon after the Eels Mint, we're going to announce that. So stay tuned. One of you lucky Puffins is going to be traveling to Iceland. So that will be fun to see the reaction, whoever wins.
That is a truly amazing prize. I think I'd probably faint if I was lucky enough to get that. But seriously, that is a fantastic opportunity to see something that's clearly very close to the inspiration and the heart of this whole project. So no, thank you for that. Any last word from my friends at Messier, as this obviously is the second of two of our sort of sessions we've had this week, and yes. Then we'll look to wrap up. Although I think I'd have one more last question, but we'll come back to that at the end.
Yes. Thank you so much for this space, Supertera. we've had fun listening to, I suppose, how Poppin Eels have come about and a little bit more about Poppin Puffin's background. It's truly emphasizes what we will be aiming to do in the future with Messier. I would also like to just give a shout out to Anoop. He's just on this call at the moment. He hasn't spoken, but he's our amazing dev. He's making all the background of the platform happening, and obviously has put a lot of work in to make sure that the Mint goes smooth on the 1st of March. We've got some incredible surprises coming up on the Mint. Definitely jump in and have a look at the new features during the Mint process as well. I don't know if we want to share it too much today. I think there's going to be a bit more communication around it, but there's going to be some incredible milestones as we do work through the Mint with Poppin Eels. That's it from us. We really enjoyed listening to this space, and thanks to everyone involved. We're very excited.
Fantastic. And I feel like a newsreader here. We've got some late breaking news. We have a late breaking or two late breaking questions. The first one, which probably we'll do these and then we'll wrap, if that's okay with everyone. So the first one is a little alpha question for the team. What's your favorite eel trait?
Oliphants, or it's for both of us. Oliphants.
It's for both of us, but I will go first, maybe. Like I had like a lot of fun like making the traits, of course, but I am like a sneakerhead, so I didn't put like an Air Force One in it, but I put something from a famous rapper on an eel, and I think that's one of my favorite traits. It's a shoe from a famous rapper, and I think a lot of people know this shoe, but I will leave it like this. That's my favorite trait.
I'm going to just say one word. Sock!
Brilliant. Brilliant. And I think this literally is the last question now, and hopefully a really quick one to answer. Will there be a separate Discord for Poppin Eels?
No. So Poppin Eels is part of the Poppin Puffins universe, so we're going to keep it under Poppin Puffins, just one Discord. However, we support sub-communities, and again, those commercial rights, you can do whatever you want with those Poppin Eels. So if someone wants to create a separate Discord for Poppin Eels, I don't know. We'll let that happen organically. And but it wouldn't be against it.
Marvelous. Well, as someone who reached my maximum number of Discords a few weeks ago, and I now have a sort of one out, one in policy, the fewer new sub Discords, the better. it's getting to the point now where, there's a limit of 100, and I reached that the middle of February. I initially trashed out lots of, how could I put it politely, dead project Discords, but I've now got to the point where to be honest, most of them are pretty active and live. So I'm like, please don't invite me to any more Discords, because it's just, I guess, because I'm involved right across the community, and that there it's amazing how quickly you can get to that number of Discords. So there you go. There is a maximum. I think there is actually. If I go for the premium version, I can get more Discords. So maybe I'll invest in that at some point. So that's great. Well, thank you to all of you for obviously tonight's my time, certainly. So I appreciate different parts of the world, it's different times of the day, but it's 10:15 where I am, and I'm gonna have a beer after this and then go to bed. But prior to that, I mean, it's been really, really great. It's been really enjoyable. A couple of sessions, obviously we had the initial conversation with Messier on Tuesday, and obviously tonight's has been really good in-depth discussion, and yeah, really enjoyed obviously all of your company as well. And thanks for the many questions that have come through Discord, the speakers that stepped forward, and it just remains me to say Orc. I probably pronounced it wrong. I'm terrible at those things.
Yeah, we always do something at the end of our. We gotta. Don't know if how many people will do it, but at the end of our chats, we always go Orc.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so if everyone wants to turn their mic on, we can sign off with an awk.
Excellent.
Yeah. So I'll count 1, 2, 3, and then we can all awk. Okay. 1, 2, 3. Thank you, man. Thank you so much.
Cheers. Oh, pleasure. Pleasure.
Thank you, everybody.
Cheers.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Thanks for checking out another episode of the Awk. That was Super Terra Meets Poff and Puffins for the Eel Launch and the Messier Awk Special. Recorded on Saturday, February 26th, 2020 Awk. This episode of the Ether is brought to you by WeFund. WeFund is a community crowdfunding cross-chain incubator on Terra, and it's the first launchpad that implements a milestone funding release system to protect investors. All money raised for projects is deposited in Anchor Protocol, and it's refundable, and all decisions are based on community voting power. WeFund is community-focused and designed to be a user-friendly experience for both project creators and investors. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the Telegram for more information. Links are in the show notes, and check them out online at WeFund.app. This episode of the Ether is also brought to you by Luart. Luart is the first gamified NFT platform built on the Terra network. Luart provides a seamless minting and trading experience, all while earning you rewards just for being a user. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the community in the Discord server for the most up-to-date news and announcements regarding all the hot new NFT launches, platform upgrades, and new projects hitting the secondary marketplace. Are you ready to put your helmet on and join the movement? Find out more at luart.io. TerraSpaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. Sipping on a little bit of sin I've been giving, try to keep it written down so it feels like I've been living. I've been realizing a minute reality ain't got limits, going out my fucking mind, testing out the physics, stretching out the distance. For instance, let me be specific, the risk is hedge funding the business, betting on the difference, ingesting all the research, sleeping through the rebirth, sliding out feet first, sleep tight little dreamer, early to bed, early to rise with a rugged ass demeanor, taking beats to the cleaners. You know I love my t-shirts and the people who support my little dream here. Transparent cows, I gotta steer clear. 2020 going down is one fucking weird year. Take a second look around, the psyops is winning. Set the table, we just biopsy dinner.
Now, I'm gonna react to that and act like I'm telling you a personal anecdote. Something to break the tension. Something to endear myself a little bit. Something kind of embarrassing. And you guys are gonna make an awe sound. It's true. It really happened.
They got a tracker in the phone, tracking everywhere we go. When it's fine if I don't know, I already sold my soul. Getting ready, rock and roll, tip the first domino. Feeling abominable with these avalanche flows. Stop and rest on the road, gotta get where I'm going. And the rest of y'all know that we hit the ground sore. And I'll be coming for the fuckers that be summoning the trouble. Running on the double while I'm handing out the W's. Putting wins on the board every fucking day. They love me on the team because I know my fucking place. Better get in where you fit in, I'm delivering the meaning. I inherited the demons, always sneaky, never seen them. If I'm breathing, I'm reading, I'm not even being conceited. I need to see for myself if you think that I'm believing. It's the season of reason, y'all be seizing the research. I'm receiving the meaning, that shit's called teamwork.
It's not so much as so little has to do with what everything is. But it is within our self-interest to understand the topography of our lives unto ourselves. The future states that there is no time other than the collapsation of that sensation of the mirror of the memories in which we are living. Common knowledge, but important nonetheless.
Terror spaces.